News Radio WJPF, the Libertarian candidate for the 115th state representative seat, Ian Peake, joining us this morning. Ian, good to talk to you again, man. You've been okay?
Yeah, I've been well. Been busy, but real well.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me on again.
Campaigning's tough, isn't it?
It's tough, yeah, especially when you have bills to pay and everything else.
Yeah, because you got to work, and at the same time, you got bills to pay. Hey, you know, we've been talking to a lot of the other candidates. This is the final in our series, of course. There are three candidates you will see on the ballot 13 days from today. The Republican candidate, Paul Jacobs, the Green Party candidate, Randy Auxer, who we talked to yesterday, and today, the Libertarian Party, Ian Peake. Ian, COVID aside, we always, you know, human beings never do anything without first envisioning themselves doing it. And so that means going to Springfield. And when you envision yourself going to Springfield, what would be your goals? What would you want to accomplish? COVID aside, what should be done in Springfield?
Well, we've got to address this pension crisis. We have $143 billion with a B dollars in unfunded pension liability. This is money that we promised to people that we told them that they have coming to them that we don't have at the bank. That is a huge issue. We need to restore the Second Amendment to Illinois. We shouldn't let Chicago dictate our gun laws. We just need to address overspending in general. Illinois spends a whole lot more than the surrounding states. If you visit Wisconsin or Indiana, Kentucky, where taxes are lower and budgets are balanced, you have to ask yourself, what am I paying for? What am I paying for that I'm not getting? Because they have a good infrastructure. They have good education. We need to see some criminal justice reform. I'd like to see an end to civil asset forfeiture. You should be charged with the crime before your property is seized. We made a great first step when we first decriminalized marijuana, but I think it should be legal as beer and wine. You should be able to buy it at Walmart. You should be able to buy it at the convenience store. You should be able to produce it at home.
All right, let's talk a bit about economic recovery. It wasn't all that long ago, mere months ago, when people were saying, I need employees. Now we're worried about whether businesses will be open to handle employees. When we return to the subject of COVID and economic recovery in Southern Illinois, what needs to be accomplished for the 115th district in Springfield, Ian?
As far as economic reform, Illinois regulates too much. We already have an FDA looking over everyone's shoulders. We've got an EPA, all these federal agencies. There's no reason for Illinois to take it further than what the federal government already has. I can't do anything about the FDA or the EPA if I win my election, but I can help with the overregulation on Illinois' part. We tax too much. We tax too much because we spend too much. So if you address that spending, you can address those taxes and still maintain a balanced budget. Illinois has over 200,000 employees making over $100,000 a year, and I love to see people being successful in everything. I just don't think you should get rich off of tax dollars, especially in a state that can't pay its own bills.
Let's talk a minute about what you just brought up in the first segment, and that is debt. When you look today at the Comptroller's website, estimated general funds payable backlog, $8,338,261,379.85. That does not count the $2.25 billion in short-term borrowing that also has to be repaid. When it comes to debt, and you brought this up, pensions, right? We didn't even throw that figure in. It's pensions are their own problem, right? They're a symptom, I think, Ian, of a larger problem. I presented it to the other candidates as simply, you know, a lot of people say, well, you got to trust the science. Well, math's a science, too, and so is the economy. And, you know, there comes a point where, well, you have to admit you've got a spending problem, not a taxing problem.
I agree with that statement 100%. It's actually something I've said on the campaign trail and just as a civilian before I threw my hat into the ring. We have a spending problem and not a revenue problem. Those pensions—that's the biggest deal. The state government—they put out this figure, $8 billion in debt. And like you said, that doesn't cover the $2.2 billion. Doesn't cover, like I said earlier, $143 billion with a B dollars in unfunded pension liability. It's almost impossible to tackle.
Yeah.
You let it get so bad.
Well, Ian, they say if we pass the fair tax, these problems will all be solved in a matter of years. The fare tax will fix this. But then again, we've heard this before, from lottery tickets to gas tax increases, time and time again. Depending on how long you've been walking the planet, you've heard we've got a new plan for taxes and this will fix it. But it never seems to fix it.
It never seems to fix it. And that's exactly the problem with the fare tax. Well, that's one of the many problems with the fare tax, is it just sounds more and more like another broken promise. All that lottery money that was supposed to go to education, like where is it? It didn't offset my tax bill. My taxes just went up a couple years ago.
Yeah. What should we do? How do you control spending?
Well, if you want to address the pensions, and I think that's the first thing we need to talk about, because it is the biggest elephant in the room. In Illinois, the room looks like the elephant cage at the St. Louis Zoo, but some elephants are bigger than others. That pension problem, there's no getting out of it tomorrow. It's taken us a long time to get here. It's going to take us a long time to dig ourselves out. And I also believe that if we have promised someone a pension, we are contractually and morally obligated to deliver on that promise. But I do think that if we allow individuals to opt out, buy their pension out early at a reduced rate, say 60%, you save a lot of money in the long run that way. This is a plan that would help people out that maybe they have other retirement options. They've got private options that they've been looking into, or they're going to depend on their Social Security. If they're looking to buy a house, if they're looking to get out of debt, that large lump sum would help them out a lot. And it would help offset that $143 billion that we owe.
A lot of people have been taking exception with the governor's plans and the rollback, the recent region, of course, here in our region, Region 5. We're expecting the rollback course kicking in tomorrow, 7 and 8, I believe, start on Friday. Are we handling it the right way when it comes to shutting down and rolling back and restricting?
You know, I'm no scientist, I'm no doctor, but I really don't feel like we are. If you take my hometown, Mount Vernon, they're shutting down outdoor dining. Indoor dining, but outdoor dining's okay. You look at Buffalo Wild Wings. I was a manager there for 5 years. That patio is tiny. That dining room is huge. It's got the second highest occupancy in Mount Vernon. So if you want to keep people socially distanced to keep from spreading a disease, confining them to a smaller space is ludicrous. It just doesn't make any sense whatsoever. We're seeing people, businesses, individuals struggling economically already. We're seeing people leaving the state en masse. So you're worried about your tax revenue, as Mr. Pritzker seems to be. If you don't have a tax base because everybody's up and moved so they can just go to work, you're not going to fix anything.
Before we wrap up today, Ian Peake is joining us this morning. He is the Libertarian candidate for the 115th state representative seat. Do you think enough people, it's two questions I got left for you, Ian, before I let you go. Do you think people understand the basic principles of the Libertarian Party, or it's just looked as a fringe group, somebody off to the left? Because you've gotten a lot more, I think, credibility and traction over the last few years. But do you think people really understand the Libertarian movement?
I think that a lot of people hear the word Libertarian and process the word liberal in their head. So for anyone that does not understand, the Libertarian philosophy is simple. It's as simple as don't hurt people and don't take their stuff. Libertarian Party seeks to implement that simple philosophy that we were all taught in kindergarten at the government level. The government hurts too many people. The government takes too much of your stuff in the form of taxes, in the form of civil asset forfeiture. We just want people to be free, and we want people to keep their paychecks and their guns.
Before I let you go, Ian, why you? If this is the last time somebody gets to hear you speak, maybe even the first time, before they go in the polling booth 13 days from today, why you? Why should they put that mark next to your name?
Go to my webpage, check out my platform, peakliberty.com. That's P-E-A-K, Liberty. The platform, I think, speaks for itself. But why me over Dr. Oxer or Dr. Paul Jacobs? We've been sending rich businessmen. We've been sending the financially elite to Springfield for centuries, and look where they've gotten us. I'm a regular guy. I've got a background in restaurant management. I've done blue-collar work. I know what these rich people do to us once they get to Springfield. I know what they do to our paychecks. I know what they do to our infrastructure. We need to start sending common men and women who understand the daily struggles of Illinois to Springfield to manage Illinois, because the elite are out of touch and they just don't know what they're doing. And so it's painfully apparent.